Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, March 23rd, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. Amazon announced it will stop shipping non-essential products to customers in Italy and France to allow fulfillment centers to focus on more needed supplies. Customers can still order non-essential products from sellers that do not use fulfillment by Amazon. In other Amazon news, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos sent a company-wide memo to employees saying that he is now wholly focused on COVID-19 and on how Amazon can best play its role. In a letter to U.S. President Trump, Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi called on the administration and Congress to act quickly to provide protections for independent workers in the upcoming stimulus package, additionally calling on an update to labor laws to remove the choice between flexibility and protections for workers. IBM announced it's helping launch the COVID-19 High Performance Computing Consortium and will help coordinate offering over 330 petaflops of computing power to researchers working on COVID-19. Other members include the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, the U.S. Department of Energy, Microsoft, Google, Amazon, as well as several universities and national labs. The consortium will evaluate proposals and prioritize resources based on the most immediate impact, providing 16 systems with a combined 775,000 processor cores and 34,000 GPUs. As part of the local state government's lockdown order, ride-hailing platforms Uber and Ola suspended all rides in Delhi until March 31st. Uber suspended all shared rides in India last week, and Ola said it's restricting ride options in the country, focusing vehicles on healthcare workers and those that support public services. A new report from Strategy Analytics shows that global smartphone shipments in February decreased 38% on the year, from 99.2 million units to just 61.8 million units. This is the largest annual drop in shipments, with the report noting that COVID-19 outbreak in Asia dropped both supply and demand. Disney Plus will still launch in most of the EU on March 24th, but committed to reducing bandwidth utilization from the service by 25%. Disney announced the launch in France is delayed until April 7th. The company also indefinitely suspended the launch of the service in India, originally scheduled for March 29th. The World Health Organization launched a chatbot on WhatsApp for COVID-19 information. Information is updated daily and launches with English support, with Arabic, Chinese, French, Russian, and Spanish support arriving in the coming weeks. Meanwhile, Facebook announced it will provide free services to government health organizations and UN health agencies to use Messenger to scale their responses to the COVID-19 outbreak. Facebook developers will help automate answering commonly asked questions and provide a way to send out mass updates with new information. And Apple updated Siri in the U.S. to provide a CDC-approved conversation flow to answer user questions if they have COVID-19-related symptoms. Google launched its dedicated COVID-19 information site at google.com/COVID-19. The site is available in English with a Spanish version on the way and offers state-based information, safety and prevention tips, search trends related to COVID-19 with information from the World Health Organization and the U.S. CDC, as well as links to U.S. states' local health sites. All this information will be provided in information cards for people searching for COVID-19 related topics as well. A new note from Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo predicts that a new high-end 6.7-inch iPhone scheduled for 2020 will feature sensor shift image stabilization on the rear camera, with the technology expanding to multiple models in 2021. Current iPhones offer optical image stabilization on telephoto and standard wide-angle cameras through their lenses. Kuo also predicts that in 2022, Apple will introduce a periscope lens to allow for more telephoto range. Apple also dropped its two-device limit on iPhones on its online store, with Reuters testing carts in the US, China, and Hong Kong that let customers buy more than 10 devices at once. Device limits still apply to iPads and Macs. And finally, Amazon began rolling out user profiles for its Prime Video service. Accounts can have up to 6 different profiles, including ones for children with limited content. Profiles will let users track viewing progress, manage watch lists, and get personalized recommendations. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.